Brilliance Audio presents Let It Snow by Nancy Thayer, performed by Joyce Bean. Christina walked around her shop, straightening the shelves, getting ready for the next day. She was just thinking of locking up for the night when a woman entered. The woman's ears flashed with diamonds beneath her fur hat. She was young, only a bit older than Christina, and very pretty, except for the disdainful expression on her face. She held up a bag. "Did you give these things to my daughter?" Christina hesitated. She'd never, ever had a parent complain before. "I'm not sure," she responded mildly. "Could I see what you have?" The woman dumped the bag upside down on the counter. Out clattered a sweatshirt, a weather gauge, and the sticker book. Stunned, Christina protested, "These were gifts for Wink." And Wink, Christina felt certain, didn't have a mother who went around in diamonds. "I see. Well, that's very sweet of you, but completely unnecessary. I'm returning them. You can give them to some child who needs them." A man entered the store, a sheepish expression on his handsome face. Like Wink and the angry woman, he had thick blonde hair and blue eyes, thickly fringed with brown lashes.
"Delia," he said quietly, "please."
His wife, Christina assumed she was his wife, ignored him. Looking down her nose at Christina, she smiled condescendingly.
"You see, my daughter, Winifred Bittlesman Lombard, is the granddaughter of Oscar Bittlesman."
Even Christina, who paid little attention to such things, knew that Oscar Bittlesman was wealthy. Years ago, he'd been the talk of the town when he had bought a house on the cliff worth $10 million, and 3 years ago, unlike all the other millionaires, he started living there year-round. He had also bought the wharf property and all of the buildings on it. Christina and the other shedders were on tenterhooks, waiting to see if the new owner would raise the rent.
"So," Delia continued, "we are more than capable of providing Winifred with plenty of gifts."
"I'm sure you are," Christina began. "I apologize if I somehow insulted you. I didn't know Wink's last name, and she indicated that her family couldn't..."
She stopped. She didn't want to get the girl in trouble with this proud woman.
"She was sad that her parents are getting divorced," she concluded truthfully.
Wink's mother rolled her eyes and laughed.
"Oh, dear. All you people love to gossip about us."
"What?" Delia Bittlesman Lombard's attitude was getting up Christina's nose.
"I really don't think..."
"You don't need to think. Just don't give anything to my daughter again."
Tossing her head, elbowing the man in her hurry, she strode from the store, her fur coat sailing out behind her like the wings of a flying squirrel.
"I apologize for my sister,"
the man said. Christina blinked as her mind processed this information. So this tall, handsome, and seemingly rational man was not the crazy woman's husband.
"She's not usually like that," the man continued. "The divorce is upsetting for her, and she's unsettled, spending Christmas on an island where she knows no one. Stress brings out the worst in her."
Christina kept silent. She didn't want to say,
"Oh, that's all right."
She was trembling from the encounter.
"Please forgive us," the man said.
Coming toward her, he held out his hand.
"I'm Andy Bittlesman, by the way."
With a charming smile, he added wryly,
"Oscar Bittlesman's son, and I can't do a thing about that."
He'd made her smile. She took his hand.
"Christina Antonioni."
"Nice name."
He continued to hold her hand in his larger, warmer one. Was he flirting with her? For all she knew, he was married.
"How's Wink?"
Christina asked, gently sliding her hand away from Andy's.
"She's been better," Andy admitted. "Her parents' divorce is difficult for her. I think it's worse because she's an only child. We thought it would be fun for her to spend Christmas on the island, but we didn't count on the cold. She can't play on the beach or go swimming. There's no snow for a snowman, and she doesn't know any other kids."
"Have you taken her to the library?" Christina suggested. "Tell her about the Whaling Museum, too. And when the weather's decent, you can walk up to the creeks at the end of the harbor, and along the wharves.
Dolphins have been spotted there recently.
Really? Cool. I don't suppose you'd like to come along, too.